I'm Mukaddes. I'm from Ahmet, the biggest city in Kurdistan. I work here as an English teacher. As a Kurdish woman, I support that, and I teach Kurdish as well. We do our comments, and I am a Kurdish teacher as well. We try to improve our languages and try to have our alternative schools. I tell them about Rojava and the revolution, Kurdish. I said, don't forget where you come from, what is your language, and don't forget you're in a war. In Turkey, did many things. They tortured a lot in prisons and everywhere. They're still doing. But one tragic comic, they have changed in 1990s. In 1990s especially, they've changed all the village, towns and cities' name to Turkish. Now, after we've gained a lot, our municipality, we changed our names, city names. For example, my dad, he's a villager, he's an old man. When you say Diyarbakir or a village name, you say, where, what? He doesn't know that city because he knows Ahmet, he knows village with Kurdish names. And Turkey have changed all to Turkish because say you are Turkish. You and your animal will be Turkish. You speak Turkish, your cities, your names. For example, my sister's name at home is Rojda. We call her Rojda Rojda. In identity card, it is Zeynep. And many other tragicomic and really torture. It's so unfair. They call terrorists, but all PKK, our brothers and sisters and friends, you are helping terrorists. You should be punished. And they say, now leave your hometown, your village. And we insist not to go. People who don't live, they didn't, you know, they've burned our villages, 2,000 villages. And all that villages and people, they went to the big cities. And so chaos, social chaos still going on. Few years ago, European, how do you say, the, you know, council, something, they paid for that village. Turkey did that, and in Europe, they like pay some money. It's, you know, still they're not accepting. Yeah, we've done that. When you are born as a Kurdish, you live with your stories of what they did to you. That's enough to be a fighter. When you're a kid again, you steal the civil war here. Kids in Kurdistan, they're really politic. They know a lot when even they are tiny little. We can't stop. As a Kurd, no Kurdish will stop, watch, because so unjust, so unfair. As Kurdish women here, we fight, we struggle, and we call all the women to fight for equality and justice. And I am sure they will wake up from that sleep, that they are not asleep. In all around the world, especially in Kurdistan, women have been treated as slaves for thousands years. And we say, stop, enough. And we will change that, and we will win. We will win the revolution. To the women in all around the world, in Europe, hear us, know us, help us, support our Serok Öcalan. And we will win. We are winning. We won. Biji Kurdu Kurdistan.